time to take control of your happiness. This is Being Young at Any Age on EZ 1430. Now, here's your host, George Bentley.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Being Young at Any Age. This is George Bentley, your host. We're going to be talking about creating for you a self-directed roadmap to optimal happiness, wellness, and vitality, no matter what your current challenges are. And if you've joined us before at any of the other previous programs, you know this is all about helping you learn how and discover secrets that I consider that I've bumped into over the last 15 years working in this area as to how we can become proactive in managing our life as we age. We truly are the captains of our own ships, but we have to have the knowledge and information to be able to do so effectively. And that's what we talk about on this show. The other thing I challenge you to think about is the fact that you can have three different responses to anything you hear on this program, and they're all okay, but the last one is the most important. You may disagree with what you hear me say, and that's perfectly fine, but I suggest you need to think why. And you may agree or you may disagree, doesn't matter. The question is, why do you agree? Why do you disagree? If you don't go to that third point, I think we're just wasting our time here, right? So again, I'm challenging you to start thinking about the decisions that you're making in your life and how that impacts the quality of your life. Why is this so important? You know, why would I take the time and the energy to come down in here and speak with you today, to create the blog, the YouTube channel, and the webpage, and the book that's coming out? Well, it's because I am absolutely convinced that we're capable of living to at least 122 years of age. And the only reason that we're not living to be 122 years old is because of what we're doing to our body. In other words, if you pass from this earth, and I believe anybody who passes from this earth prior to the age of 120 has actually suffered a premature death. And the point is, we know this why. We know for sure we can live to be at least 120 because Jean Clement lived to be 122 years old. Documented, proven, this woman lived those years. In fact, she's kind of a role model to me. And she kind of embodies, I believe, the spirit of what we're talking about, to be young at any age. Ms. Clement rode a bike until she was 98 years old. She smoked cigarettes until she was 94 years old. And you may remember we mentioned this in an earlier show. Why did she quit smoking cigarettes? She quit because the men were telling her they didn't like the smell of cigarettes on her. And so, meaning she was active, she was dating. Ms. Clement would drink whiskey every day. I don't know how much, it wasn't in the report I read, but she also ate a bar of Belgian chocolate every day. The main thing is Ms. Clement had a very, very strong sense of humor. We did one entire show on the power of humor, how important humor and laughter is to our health. It really is the best medicine. And we need to think about how to laugh at ourselves as well as the challenges that we face in life. Ms. Clement was at her 120th birthday party, and somebody was talking about how good she looked for her age. And she says, first of all, I have no idea how you'd know what I'm supposed to look like at 120 years of age. But she also went on to say, you know what? I've only had one wrinkle in my life, and I'm sitting on it. Would you like to see it? And so she had a very strong sense of humor, and she carried that with her through her entire life. We also talked about how being young at any age is something I feel like needs to be dumbed down. We tend to get overwhelmed in our culture. We get too much information, too much stimulation, too many fad diets, this, that, and the other thing. And being a dumb old boy from Arkansas, as I've said, I really try to keep things simple. I have to get this to the point that my little OP brain can understand it. But not only that I've got to be able to explain it to my father, who's now 99 years old, by the way. Went back and saw him last weekend. He's doing great. But he needs to be able to understand this too. So I try to keep it simple. And I break it down into four major areas. That's exercise, eat right, avoid injury, and reduce stress. So we've already talked about stress reduction and the importance of stress reduction. We're in a highly stimulated environment today. And our response, our amygdala, which is our flight or fight part of our body that takes in visual and auditory information, and that's what tells us if we're in danger or not, is super overstimulated, and we have no meaningful response to that. We're not actually being chased by saber-toothed tigers or whatever it is. And that's evolutionary process for us. It's why we're so addicted to negative information. That's why the news is so negative. We thrive on it. We require it. But we can turn that around. We are in charge of our own lives. So rule number one, laugh at everything. I love the quote by George Burns. He says, we don't stop laughing because we get old. We get old because we stop laughing. And I think that's the truth. So again, think about these things in major categories, and we're going to try to make them a little bit simpler for you. And again, the other thing I want to tell you is don't get overwhelmed. It's not necessary. There's a Japanese art called Kizan, and I love it. How many times in my life I've said, you know what, I'm going to start exercising. You know what, I want to lose weight. You know what, I want to work on my relationships. You know what, I want to go learn how to play the guitar or whatever it is. We set these goals for ourselves. And a lot of human beings have a hard time sticking with that. And one of the main issues that we have in sticking with a goal and completing it is we get our mind going. We get so overwhelmed with things. We feel like things have gotten so complicated that I'll never get there. I'm not going to go work out an hour a day, 5 days a week. It's not going to happen. And we get overwhelmed and we quit. I'll never lose those 30 pounds. This diet is just too difficult for me. I can't handle it. The art of Kizan is very simple, and that is if you want to learn any new behavior or habit, whatever it is, only do it for 2 minutes. Do it for 2 minutes. Do it for 2 minutes at the same time every day. That's it. So if you want to exercise and get in shape, and you get up at 7 o'clock in the morning from 7:05 to 7:07, exercise. And that's it. Go on about your life. And you just do that every day. Now, anybody can do 2 minutes of anything. But the fact of the matter is our brain gets hooked into that. And next thing you know, you're doing 5 minutes. You're doing 10 minutes. It becomes an acceptable pattern to you. And you realize it's like eating the elephant question, right? How do you eat an elephant? You eat it one bite at a time. How do you change your behavior? How do you learn a new skill? You do it one step at a time, one piece at a time. And that's my message to you. Just take one piece of anything you hear in this program that resonates with you and makes sense and focus on that and do it in baby steps, okay? So I told you that I believe that we're programmed and wired genetically to be able to live to at least 120 years. I talked to you about Jean Clement, who proved it. But I want to anchor today's show with a fact. And this is from the Center for Disease Control. I didn't make this one up, okay? Some of my facts I make up, but this one I didn't. Since the dawn of human life on this earth, however you believe we got here, every generation has had a longer life expectancy than the preceding generation. Every single one since the dawn of time. Until when? Until now. For the first time ever, the last 2 years, according to the Center for Disease Control, the average life expectancy in the United States has dropped. And this program and the content in this program is what that's all about. Why is that happening? How can that be with all these new amazing technologies that we have? I told you, my 99-year-old dad had a new heart valve put in. I mean, you know, the guy's reclocked. He's going, I'm going to make it to 112. We didn't have that 5 years ago. We didn't have that 3 years ago. 3 years ago, my dad wouldn't be with us right now. You get me? We've got huge cutting-edge technologies coming down the pipeline here, but it's up to us to learn how to avail ourselves of it. And my primary audience is baby boomers, the parents of baby boomers, and the children of baby boomers. So my primary audience is really everybody, but I focus around the baby boomers because we're the ones right now. I'm a baby boomer. I'm 66 years old. I have the ability to make changes in my life that are going to have the greatest impact on our society and our economy. So we're going to live to be 95, 100, maybe 110, maybe more years old. There's only three questions involved in that. No matter where you are in this AB game, right? You were born on one date, you'll pass on another date. The only question between now and the day we leave this earth is how healthy will we be when we get to be 90, 95, 100 years old? Can we still contribute to society? That's a big one. I just gave a talk to a civic group this morning and they're all beginning to age. They're getting older. But they really resonated with the idea that they owe it to their civic group, to society, to stay healthy so they can contribute, continue to contribute as they age. And I met a gentleman there. His father is 100 years old, and this guy still builds violins. And let me tell you, luthier work, I play guitar, luthier work is very difficult. But my point is, this guy is staying vibrant. He's contributing to society. He's keeping himself active. The other big question is a financial question. It's a personal financial question as well as a social financial question. And that is, how much health care are we going to consume between now and the time that we exit our earth as we know it today? How much, how many surgeries, how many knee replacements, how many procedures are we going to, how many pharmaceuticals are we going to have to put in our body to try to get there? And I'm telling you right now, reducing our requirement for medical services is one of the primary things we can do to extend our life. Here's a fact, another one I didn't make up, by the way. According to the American Medical Association, they've had data for years, but they've never really analyzed it. And they finally did. And when they look at the causes of death, it's without question the number one leading cause of death in the United States is what are called iatrogenic conditions. Do any of you know what an iatrogenic condition is? An iatrogenic condition is an illness or injury that's caused by medical care. It's caused by a therapy. So I think I told you guys the story. My mom, 83 years old, falls in the bathtub, breaks her hip, and gets on this downward spiral medically. She died in a nursing home almost exactly a year to the day after she fell. Maybe you remember, she fell on my parents' 59th wedding anniversary, and she died the day before my parents' 60th wedding anniversary. But it wasn't the broken hip. She got over that probably in 3-4 weeks. She went into the emergency room, and she was in pain, and they gave her one of these opioid-based medications. By the way, have you heard about the opioid epidemic? Of course you have. Do you think that's new? No, that's been going on for years. And my mom was a victim of that. She was a rapid metabolizer. They gave her the medication, caused her to have a stroke. She lost 60% of her cognitive ability. So because of that therapy, because of that medication, now we were in a totally different ballgame. And that put her on this downward spiral. I'm telling you right now, I've been doing this for 15 years. I've interviewed and talked to thousands of seniors, their adult children, and their caregivers, and everybody knows a story like this. It is an epidemic. Here's an interesting fact for you to think about. You and I are 4 times more likely to live to be 80 years old or older than any other generation. We are 4 times more likely to make it to the age of 80. And that's that is getting to be a pretty easy mark for us to make. I mentioned to you about life expectancies dropping and how it's our responsibility to make the decisions to improve the quality of our life. And I say there are 2 major killers and 2 major reasons why people injure themselves, become sick, and don't live to be 100. They die a premature death, right? They die before 120. The first one is denial. Don't want to acknowledge it. My dad, 99 years old, wants to drive. Is it safe? I don't think so. And denial ain't no river in Egypt, right? But my dad needs to understand that he's not a safe driver. Ignorance is the other. I say ignorance killed my mother. We didn't know how to make her bathroom safe. Right now, contact me. I'll send you a free copy of my book, Killer Bathrooms. I can show you how to make any bathroom out there 100 times safer for under $100. It doesn't have to be expensive. And I'll tell you right now, if you're doing any remodeling at all, think about this. The house that you're living in, unless it was built after 2010, it was built with the idea that we had a life expectancy of 65 years. It was not engineered and designed architecturally to accommodate us as we age. So we've got these bathtubs with high sidewalls on them. We've got showers that are unstable with glass and tile, and you're getting in there and doing the rain dance trying to clean yourself. We've got stairs everywhere. We've got elevated sections to houses. We've got steps you can't get up and down if you're in a wheelchair on the outside of your house. And if you're doing any kind of remodeling process, just call us. I don't care if you're 20 years old. If you want to maximize your return on investment and you want to make sure that you get the highest possible resale value, then you want to make sure that whatever you do meets ADA guidelines as much as possible and addresses issues of accessibility. I'm telling you, it's kind of a no-brainer. It makes a lot of sense because, again, we are all living longer and we are all getting older, and the odds are you're gonna need to sell that house to somebody that may have a little bit of mileage on them, you know? So let me ask you this. Do you agree? My mama used to tell me this all the time. Knowledge is power. Do you agree with that? Remember what I said before? Now you got to go to the next step. Why? Or why not if you don't agree? Well, would you also agree then with the statement that lack of knowledge is lack of power? Lack of knowledge is lack of power. So you don't have to agree with me or my guests, but I do challenge you to be a curious George and ask why. All right. We talked about iatrogenic conditions. We talked about my mom, the downward spiral. But here's the key, right? I'm looking at my mom's headstone, and I see the day she was born, and I see the day she passed. And it's pretty impressive. We're weird in the South. I'm from Arkansas. I've already got my plot. My parents bought the plot for me to be buried in, you know, when I was born, I think. And my dad already has his plot, and my dad already has his tombstone there. But the beauty of it is it has his birth date, June 22nd, 1919, but it's blank under that. It doesn't have the date that he exited this earth, and we're trying to make that, of course, as far out as we can. But how did I get into this? After my mom passed in the nursing home, and that year I mentioned to you, her downward spiral was a very hard year. It financially devastating. My parents had over $45,000 in uninsured medical expenses when my mom got home. That's another thing to be thinking about. If you're not being proactive to keep your home safe and you not sick and ill, the biggest financial threat to your security as you age is an unbearable medical expense. And trust me, if you don't pay a medical expense, the lawyers will come after you, okay? And your home is probably your biggest asset, right? So you don't want to have a big bullseye on your back, and you also don't want to run up those kind of bills. And at the end of that experience with my mom, my dad made it very clear, I'll never, ever, ever go into a nursing home, and George, I want you to help me do that. The way my dad put it was, when my soul leaves this earth, I want my body going through the front door. And George, I want you to help me make that happen. And I'm like, okay, Dad, I got it. I'm with you. It makes sense to me. Does it make sense to you? And again, if we do one thing today that helps us be healthier and vibrant, one thing. I'm going to give you a number of things you can do today in the program. Just one thing. And that extends the date that's on the other side of your tombstone, the other side of the dash, the date that you leave this earth. One thing that extends that by a month, a week, a year. What is the value to you? What is the value to society? If I can do things that not just slow that process, maybe they even stop it. What's the value to you, and what's the value to society, and what's the value to your loved ones and your family? And then there are people like my dad and Phyllis Bennett and others out there. At the speech I gave this morning, there was a doctor there who's one of our customers, and he was raving on about how using our medical hydrotherapy, which we're going to talk about, has really saved his life. And that's a water-based therapy, but it's a natural pain management process. So we really can reverse some of our aging processes. Now, I'm not saying you can make yourself 17 years old. Good grief, I don't think I'd want to be 17 years again. 17 years old, that was a tough time. But we really, really, really can turn things around and make ourselves healthier. So today, under the huge banner of Eat Right, and by the way, Eat Right's where I put pharmaceutical consumption, nutrition, all kinds of things go into that category. I also put water into that category. And water is something that we have to have. It's according to who you listen to and what age you are, we're 71 to 95% water. But my question to you is, is our water really healthy? Is the water that you're consuming healthy? And I'm telling you, water can be a miracle cure for us in any number of ways. I was feeling pretty bad, so I went to my doctor, and she said, okay, George, I'm going to prescribe some medication for you, and I want you to take the blue pill when you get up in the morning with two big glasses of water. Then I want you to take the yellow pill around 10 o'clock with another large glass of water, and at noon, take the orange one with two glasses of water, and before dinner, take the green one with three more glasses of water, and before bedtime, take the brown one with two glasses of water. And I'm like shocked at the number of medications, and I look at my doctor and say, "Doc, what's wrong with me?" And she says, "Well, you're dehydrated." Okay, so think about what we're doing. Think about what advice we're following. So, how do we get water? We have external access to water and internal. So, if it's internal, it's endogenous. Remember Dr. Taylor a couple of weeks ago talking to us about ketones and how important those are to our body, and there are only four forms of fuel that our body can burn. We have ketones that are endogenous. They are part of our natural process, but external is exogenous. In other words, we can actually supplement, and that's where nutrition comes in. I'm a big believer in supplementing if you're not getting the nutrition you need naturally. But why water? Depending on our age, I'm telling you that it cleanses, it flushes our body, it hydrates, it purifies. Think about this. If you get a speck in your eye, what does your eye do? Your eye waters. If you get nervous or you over-exercise or whatever it is, your body sweats. If you damage tissues, those tissues will swell with fluid. That's water. If you don't breathe properly, you're going to get fluid in your lungs, on and on and on. So the water in our body is hugely important to our health, especially as we age. So let me ask you a question. Do you think we still have lead in our water? Yeah. Well, lead can cause serious health problems, especially for pregnant women and young people. But the fact of the matter is we still have lead in our drinking water. If you want to get a little bit of a startle, go to the Denver Water Board website or the Water Board website wherever you live and look there and see the contaminants that are in the water that they're producing. Now, I'm not anti-city water, and I'm not trying to upset anybody, but the fact of the matter is there are many, many contaminants in our water that we really don't want to have in our body. A big one that's a problem. In fact, I was listening, I don't know, NPR or something the other day, and whoever the guest was talking about the fact that we've got pharmaceuticals in our drinking water. And the fact is, if you've got an outdated prescription, don't flush it down the toilet. Right now, we have tests that are showing up traces of these prescription medications in our drinking water. And even the world's best scientists don't know what the presence of these substances does to our human health. There's just no way to know. So I'm challenging you and asking you to think about it. So what's the easy thing? Come on, you know the answer. What's the easy thing? Filter your water. Filter it. Most refrigerators at least have a KDF filter in the door, or buy a Pure or a Brita filter. It doesn't matter what brand it is. Are these hugely effective? Do they make your water pure? No, not necessarily. But they're way better than doing anything. And the key thing is, as a first goal, we want to get the fluoride and the chlorine out of our water. Why do we put chlorine in our water? Why do we put chlorine in swimming pools? Why do we put chlorine in hot tubs? Why do we put chlorine in our drinking water? Chlorine is a toxic chemical that kills living organisms, and bacteria are a living organism. Well, guess what? I'm a living organism. I don't know about you. And it's like, hello, wait a minute. I think I fall into that category. So you want to drink water on an empty stomach. So I'm going to give you real quick here. I don't have a lot of time left today, but I want to talk to you about a water therapy that's any water, even if it is tap water. This will help your body to really, really clean, flush, and heal itself. And the therapy works this way. When you get up in the morning, and I did this morning, by the way, drink 1.5 liters of water. Just drink 1.5 liters of water before you do anything else. If you have a hard time doing that, drink 5 or 6 glasses, wait a little bit, and then drink a few more glasses. Don't eat or drink anything for an hour before or after you do this. And try not to drink alcohol the night before if you can. It reminds me of this joke. My uncle was a minister, and he got pulled over once for speeding, and the cop saw this empty wine bottle on the floorboard on the passenger side, and he says, "You know, excuse me, Father, have you been drinking?" And my uncle says, "Well, just water. Why?" And the officer says, "Well, why do I smell wine?" And my uncle looks down at the bottle and says, "Praise Jesus, he's done it again." He got a ticket, by the way. It didn't work. But again, you know, think about humor. Think about what we can do. And alcohol, it can be very toxic to us. And the point here is, if I keep my body a little bit clean when I do this therapy, it will help. Again, if you drink the night before, that doesn't mean don't do the water therapy. So gradually your body will get adjusted to this. Another thing I want to talk to you about that might be a little more controversial, but again, you need to think for yourself and ask why or why not. Purified water. What is the water that Mother Nature makes? It's purified water. The rain, dew, fog, anything like that is purified water. It has no minerals, no chemicals in it. It's clear, purified water. In other words, it's distilled water. The water we drink is not pure water. It is contaminated with metals, minerals, all kinds of stuff, right? So distilled water, what's the controversy there? If you go Google this, you'll see some reports out there that talk about drinking distilled water is really harmful. And it's just not true. It's just not scientifically true. What is true is that distilled water leaches minerals from our body. But remember me talking about exogenous and endogenous processes? We're electronic. Our body is positively and negatively charged, right? All our cells are. That's how soap cleans. That's how our microbubble system cleans. That's why you smell the negative ions in the air after a rain shower, whatever it is. Negative ions are positive. Positive ions tend to be acidic and negative. And this covers the spectrum from minerals to nutrients to all kinds of things, right? Distilled water has a negative ionic charge to it. There are no impurities to it. The reason your bottled water, your drinking water, your tap water, your filtered water all has a positive charge is because of the contaminants. Electricity will not conduct through distilled water because there's no mineral elements in there to allow it to conduct electricity. I mean, think about that. The difference is we want what distilled water, the minerals it leaches are the inorganic materials, the metallic, the heavy metal, the ones we don't want in there. The organic minerals are what we want to have left behind. So for example, if you eat an orange, that orange will have calcium in it, but it's got organic calcium, not inorganic calcium. When you drink water that has calcium in it, your bottled water, whatever it is, that is inorganic calcium. It is not healthy. It's not good for our body. Organic calcium is what our body was designed to absorb. So look into that. Think about it. I'm not telling you to go out and start drinking distilled water without giving it a thought, but I am telling you, if you drink a gallon of distilled water a day, be prepared for the side effects, the purging effects. I'm telling you, it will be significant. So you may need to pace yourself. But that significance, that discomfort you're feeling is because you are detoxing. You've lived a life and built these inorganic minerals and calcium. Why did my dad need a heart replacement? His aortic valve had become calcified. That's unnatural calcium, folks, okay? So the other thing we want you to think about as time goes on is there are external water therapies. So like our medical hydrotherapy system, we'll talk about this in detail on another show. But I want you to start thinking about what you can do to help make yourself a little bit healthier, a little bit happier, and primarily, you just love life a little bit more, and you can give love to other people. I think that is really, really the key of what we're trying to talk about here. So I'm about to run out of time. So before I leave, I just want to get you thinking about natural pain management therapies and how you can do it. Aromatherapy, balneotherapy, fangotherapy. Just reach out and call or email or whatever it is, and we'll try to help connect you with this information. I've got three really great experts coming up already booked for the next few shows. You're going to love it. You're going to get a lot of useful, meaningful information. What's the main thing you can take out of the day that you can do today? Absolutely no brainer, no problem. Filter your water. I'm not telling you have to go out and buy bottled water. I'm telling you just at least filter your water. Okay? Contact me, and here's what I'll do. If you contact me and say, "I heard you through Being Young at Any Age, the show," I will offer you a complimentary 30 to 60 minute consultation to help you design your goals for being young at any age. Help you design your roadmap to optimal happiness, wellness, and vitality, no matter what the challenges are that you're dealing with today. And the other thing is, if you're remodeling a home, please reach out, call us, get some guidance on how to do that remodeling in a way that will make your home more accessible. Don't just throw thousands of dollars. We can show you how to save a lot of money just by managing your project. We can get rid of the contractor, but the main thing is your return on investment is going to be driven by how accessible that redesign is and the quality of it, and that's where we can definitely help you. So give us a call, 303-388-8887. Or email me, george@bentleybaz.com, and please just let us know how we can help you. I'll get you connected with our inner circle of experts. Next week, we're going to have the amazing Mark McIntosh on here. If you're in the Colorado, Denver metro area, you probably know Mark, and we're going to have a fun time talking about exercise. At that point, I'll let you know of the other experts we got coming in. So thanks for being here. I appreciate it. And remember, live long and prosper. That's what Dr. Spock said, right? The one on Star Trek, not the other one. Thank you, guys. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Being Young at Any Age with George Bentley. Tune in next weekend to learn how to create a roadmap to achieve happiness, health, and wellness today on EZ 1430.